Welcome to The Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary. I'm so glad to have you listening. I hope you had a beautiful weekend and a wonderful Valentine's Day. I know I really enjoyed my Valentine's Day. My daughter gave me some beautiful flowers and candy that I did eat quite a bit of. So I think I had my fill. but it's interesting because it did get me thinking about the holiday of Valentine's Day, which is, a time when everybody focuses on more on their relationships, their intimate relationship, and celebrates it, which is really so sweet and so nice. And it's a time when people really do look at the best in their spouse or their children or their friends and honor that. And that is definitely going into your good energy, your love energy, your soul energy, your God energy, that we can shift out of our ego mind that is always, kind of hoping that people would do things our way, or, hoping that, people would change in the way that we would like them to change, the complaints that the ego brings up every time. Somebody might walk in the room. The ego is very unforgiving in a lot of ways, with yourself and with all the people in your life. So it's really so much in our benefit to connect more to this love energy. And as you can see, if you had a beautiful Valentine's Day, why can't every day be Valentine's Day, right? And when you connect to this energy, it is, and you feel that. And that is just beautiful. It's a beautiful way to live, that you could live that way every day, that you can honor love within yourself and other people and bring that to the forefront of your day. So if today you just make the decision that you're going to live in your love energy, your soul energy, the energy that makes up you and who brings life to this body, that's the energy. Then you will definitely have a much, much better day, a much sweeter day, a much kinder day, a much loving, much more loving day. So this is really, I guess, my attempt to remind you of that. That's all. And it also helps to remind me as well. Every time I do a post or a show, it reminds me to connect into this energy, because the ego is just so present, and the ego is so loud and can take over. So we need people to remind us to move out of that and to realize that there is so much more to us, that there's this vast energy that has so much wisdom within it and so much information about you. So I think it's a good time to be curious about yourself. Just be curious about who you are and give yourself this time to go within and ask, who am I and what am I supposed to be doing here? Am I just an ego, following the rules of my ego today? Or am I something much, much more? And when we bring that into our conscious day, we can feel that we are something, we're much, much more than we think. And probably on occasion you have felt that, tapped into that, and that's what you really want to tap into more of the time, because it's a beautiful, beautiful feeling, and it's a beautiful way to be. I wrote a post over the weekend, and it was called Beautiful You, and in that post I was just talking about how when we connect to the energy that lives within us, it gives us this beautiful backdrop that we project our life onto. So in a way, it helps us to get a little bit of clarity to what's happening in our lives and not to take our lives so personally, that the experiences of our life does not define us. It's really, what we do and say to ourselves and how we handle those experiences that either brings more life to us or takes life away from us. So if you're going through a trying time and you're doing nothing but attacking yourself, that is going to take away your life. And in many ways, it stresses your body, and it will make you feel not good about yourself, and that actually takes you out of life. So when you think about when you don't feel good, what do? You might eat more. You might drink more. You might sleep more. So you could see the domino effect of this, that once you attack yourself, what happens, you know, and how bad we can treat ourselves, and how that affects our basic day. So if you have a life experience and you personalize it and say, well, why, you know, why me, and why is this happening to me? Why is this terrible thing happening? And you feel on some level it's your fault, then you're going to take yourself out of your life. Instead of embracing life, good and bad, the joys and then the tears, and to say, this is life, and life has all kinds of challenges and obstacles, and it's not my job to remove the challenges or the obstacles. It's my job to love myself and everyone around me as I go over each obstacle, each hurdle that I jump over. And sometimes I can jump over and clear the hurdle, and sometimes I'm just going to run right into the hurdle. So when that happens, can I support myself and love myself as I come to the hurdle and run into it and fall? You know, can I offer myself a hand and help myself up and walk around the hurdle? You know, can I support myself in that way during this very difficult time of whatever life has thrown us? And sometimes some life obstacles we can just fly over, you know, for whatever reason. You know, it just is easy to get over that experience, that life experience, and we learn from it and we feel like we've grown from it, and it doesn't affect us in that negative way. So if you just think about your life that way, that there's going to be those hurdles, those obstacles. So, you know, if you think of a track, you know, and the you know, those hurdles that you have to jump over, you know, there are thousands of them, you know, and that's our life. So if we can accept that that is just normal, and that we're going to have them, and it's just how we treat ourselves as we go through them, is what really, really counts. And it's much, much easier to go through them and support yourself when you're more connected to this love energy, the energy that you tapped into during Valentine's Day. It's much easier to support yourself and to help yourself and not attack yourself. You know, when you're in the ego, you're going to just beat yourself up, and that's not very helpful. And again, it takes you out of today, it takes you out of your life. So even like small things can affect us. So last night, if I ate too much chocolate, in the past, I might have woken up feeling really bad about myself. Oh, you know, I didn't eat healthy, and really attacked myself. And if I had done that, I wouldn't be sitting here doing this today, because I would have taken myself away so much from my soul energy, from that love energy, from the energy that lives within me. So it's so important that when we do things that the world tells us that we shouldn't do, what we should be more perfect about, that we don't listen, you know, that we say to the ego voice, thanks for your input, you know, thanks for telling me I shouldn't have eaten all that chocolate. You're right. You know, it's not really so good for me to eat that much chocolate in one sitting. And you're right, but it's done. And it was fun. And, you know, I'm going to move away from that instead of really getting into the beating up process of yourself. And I just use that as one example. I'm sure you have tons of examples of where your ego gets you, you know, whether it's, you know, you shopped too much and spent too much money, or you, you know, you said something stupid in a meeting, or you didn't feel like you handled your job properly, or, you know, whatever it is for you, bring to mind a hurdle, any hurdle that comes up in your life. And how do you help yourself over that hurdle? You know, do you let yourself, you know, lay there on the ground and not help yourself up? Do you just let yourself stay there without your love and support and encouragement to get up and to try to back up and jump over it again? Or do you just let yourself sit there and bleed? And that is a huge difference in life, huge difference when you're your number one supporter and when you can connect to the love that's within you. You know, when you can connect to that love that's within you, you don't look for it as much in the outside world. You don't need it from the outside world because there's a vast amount of unconditional love for you right within yourself. So if somebody's busy and can't give you attention, or if you just broke up with your boyfriend and you don't have anyone telling you how great you are, it's all okay because you can turn within yourself and find it right there. So it's so important for us to be curious about ourselves and to say, okay, you know, there's a lot of spiritual people out there trying to get our attention. And there's so many spiritual books and so many spiritual mystics, you know, trying to wake us all up. And am I going to try to wake up a little bit? You know, am I going to try to walk away from my ego so that I can listen to somebody that's going to support me? You know, can I listen to, you know, or can I read different things and open myself up so that I can understand that taking the time to get to know myself, get to know yourself, is really, really worth it. It's worth your time and energy because of what it brings to your life. It will help you walk away from your ego. And who wants to stay in the ego? You know, you don't want to stay in the ego. I was watching this show on Netflix called The Magicians, and it's a really, you know, interesting show. And I like it. I like the magic aspect of it. And there were parts to it that I could really relate to because sometimes it feels like when you can connect to this inner energy, it feels like magic. It feels like you have access to things that other people don't have. You have access to information. You have access to knowledge. And you feel the love from the universe or God, or you feel like you've been touched. And in this Netflix show, there's one character that they call that she's God-touched. That's what they called her. And I feel that way connecting to this energy. And you can too. We're all God-touched because we're all part of God and or universal love, whatever you relate to. We're all touched with that because we have the spirit that lives within us. So you can find it when you look for it. You just have to look for it, and you have to be curious. You have to just keep asking yourself, well, what am I doing here? What's really important to me? Let me break it down. You know, is being so perfect, having to have a perfect life, the most important thing that I can do for myself today? Or is it to bring forth the energy, this love that lives within me that on a day like Valentine's Day is easy to connect to? But then on any other given day, it just kind of falls to our wayside. You know, we don't want that. We want that energy every single day. So you want to make that commitment to go within and to be curious about yourself. And what do you want to do today? What are your passions? And what aren't you doing that you would love to do? Is so, so important. And when you connect to this energy that lives within you, when you're connected to it, it does feel like you can handle every experience so much easier. And there's a knowing that I am supported and that I can help myself through things and not attack myself anymore. You know, and that's the most beautiful energy to live in and to project your life onto. You know, it's very hard to describe. It's become so much more, much easier when you feel it for yourself, when you know it for yourself. If you're reading spiritual books, you can intellectually understand something, and you can hear my words, and you can intellectually get it. But if you're not experiencing it for yourself, it lays flat, and then it's also easy to dismiss it, walk away from it, and not believe it. But when you read a book and you have these experiences for yourself, the pages become alive and it becomes like that show on Netflix, The Magicians. Your life becomes like that because your experiences bring to life, you know, all the things that all these mystics and spiritual teachers talk about. It brings it all to life for you. And that is a beautiful place to be. And in that, you discover the beauty within you. And you discover the love within you. And when you do that, that's all you see in other people. You know, it's much easier to see that in people and that in yourself when you're connected that way. So you want to realize that you're God touched and you want to relate to that and you want to bring that forth in your life. So for today, just give that a chance, you know, just realize that no matter what's happening in your life, what hurdle you're trying to overcome or jump over or you just banged into, whatever hurdle there is in your life right now, to just support yourself and love yourself through it. And as you do that, go within and ask for that second opinion. Don't ask the second opinion from the world. The world will just give you more perfectionism. And don't ask for a second opinion from even other people because they could be in their egos. You know, unless you have an extremely supportive friend that you know every time you tell them how imperfect you are, they're going to say, that's not true, then I wouldn't consult with another ego. They're just going to give you the same thing that you're giving yourself. They're just going to agree with you in your imperfection. And you're not imperfect. You're perfectly imperfect. And that's what spirit will teach you and show you about you. So you don't want to keep getting the second opinion from the world and other egos. You want to get the second opinion from this energy that you accessed for Valentine's Day. The energy that you access when you look at nature. The energy that you access when you are watching your animals. You know, the energy that you access when you're watching a movie and it just brings you to tears. That's the energy that you can live in. And that's the energy that is the backdrop of your life, of your beautiful life. And so no matter what you're doing in your life, no matter what you look like, no matter what your body looks like, no matter if you're young or old, no matter if you like the way you look or you don't like the way you look, you will feel and know the beauty within you. And that is really bringing yourself to this beautiful, beautiful life. And it's never, ever boring. You know, life becomes magical and never boring because once you access this for yourself, everything is an adventure. And even in the midst of COVID, there's such beauty and so much to do and so much to learn. And I want that for you. You know, it's a beautiful way to live your life. And it's not very hard. You just have to make it your priority. And you have to be curious about yourself. And you just have to keep bringing forth the energy that is right there. It's right there. And you know how to get to it. So just keep asking for that second opinion. And so when that ego speaks first, the ego will leave you at that hurdle and will not help you up. That's the ego. So just imagine that. You know, you have the ego person of you, and then you have the spirit person of you. So again, if we use that imagery, when you bang into an obstacle, the ego will leave you there on the floor. And your soul, your spirit, your energy of love will lovingly help you up. So if it helps to use other people doing that for you, then use that, you know, whether it's an angel helping you up or God or Jesus helping you up. Use somebody you can relate to help you go over these obstacles and connect you back to this energy that lives within you so that you can get the wisdom and you can get the knowledge about who you are and what you're doing here and what's important to you and what direction you want to go in. You know, the ego is always going to say no to you, where the soul never says no. The soul always says yes. If there's any desire that comes to your mind, your soul says yes, your ego says no. So we have to, you know, really, we want to stay with a much more loving energy, and an energy that once we're in, we can bring it to other people. And that really does create a beautiful world wherever you're living and wherever you're doing and whatever restrictions you have on your life. It creates just a beautiful world because you're a beautiful person that you could tap into that at any point. You don't have to wait for anyone to unlock it. You can unlock that door yourself. So give that a try and have a beautiful, beautiful week. You're a beautiful person. You're a beautiful soul. And just keep asking and being curious and opening yourself up, and you will have a very magical life, I promise you. So have a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.